This is the Sakar Muli of 27th of June, 2026. Essence. Sweet children, continue to remove the rubbish from your souls with remembrance. Only when souls become completely pure can they return home. Question. By following which of the Father's directions do you children benefit in this last birth? Answer. Baba says, sweet children, claim your full inheritance from the Father in this last birth. Don't allow your intellects to wander outside. Renounce poison and drink nectar. It is only in this last birth that you have to finish your habits of 63 births. Therefore, make effort day and night and become soul conscious. Om Shanti. The land of peace is the land of rest. All are tired of this world. They want to go to their land of happiness. They don't like this world. When they can see heaven, how can their hearts be attached to hell? Therefore they say, Baba, hurry up. Take us away from this land of sorrow. The Father explains, this is a dirty world. It is called a devil world, hell. Is this a good name? There is so much difference between that deity world and this devil world. Everyone is fed up with this devil world, but no one can go back home. There is Tamopradan alloy mixed inside you souls. You souls are making effort to remove that alloy. Those who are good effort makers will have a good stage at the end. This old world will be finished. Only a few more days now remain. No one can return home until the Father comes and takes you back. There is sorrow in the world. At home too, they have sorrow about something or other. It is in the hearts of you children that Baba has come to liberate you from sorrow. Those whose intellects have very good faith never forget to remember the Father. He is called the remover of sorrow for everyone. Only you children recognize him. If everyone were to recognize him, where would all of them sit? Therefore, that is impossible. So, such a method has been created in the drama. Only those who follow Srimad can claim a high status. This is correct. Souls will experience punishment and then go to the land of peace and the pure world. But effort has to be made to claim a high status. Secondly, no one can go to that pure world without becoming pure. When people say that so-and-so merged into the light, or that they went back home, that's impossible. If the Lakshmi and Narayan who came onto the earth first are unable to return home, how could anyone else return home? Their 84 births are now coming to an end. You are now doing tapasya to return home. All call out to the One Father, O God the Father, O Liberator. God the Father is the remover of sorrow and the bestower of happiness. They do not call out to Krishna, etc. Whether they are Christians or Muslims, they call out, O God the Father. Souls call out to their Father. You say Father when you understand that you are souls. Souls also have to be something. Souls are not big things, but are just stars and extremely subtle. As is Baba's form, so is the form of souls. All of you praise the Father. He is the truth, the sentient being, the ocean of knowledge and the ocean of bliss. You souls are becoming equal to him. You have the knowledge of the beginning, the middle, and the end of the whole world in your intellects. No other human being has this knowledge. Go and search the whole of Barat and everywhere abroad, and you would not find anyone who knows this. A soul plays a part of 84 births. It is impossible to take 8.4 million births. No one could even speak about 8.4 million births. The father says, you don't know your own births. I tell you about them. While listening to all of this, those with stone intellects don't understand how it is impossible for anyone to speak of 8.4 million births. You know that you are now Brahmins. You have taken 84 births. Brahma took 84 births. Vishnu also took 84 births. Brahma becomes Vishnu and Vishnu becomes Brahma. It is Lakshmi and Narayan who take 84 births and become Saraswati and Brahma. This too is something to be understood. The father says, I come and explain to you every 5,000 years. Each cycle is 5,000 years. You now understand the secret of the clans. You have also understood the meaning of Hamso. We souls become deities and we then become warriors, merchants and shudras. We take this many births and then we become Brahmins. There is this one birth of Brahmins. This is the birth that is as valuable as a diamond. The father says, those are your elevated bodies. You can claim your inheritance of heaven through those bodies. This is why you should no longer wander in any other direction. Drink the nectar of this knowledge. You can understand that you truly do take 84 births. At first, in the Golden Age, you were Satopradhan. Then you became Sato, as silver alloy was mixed into you. The full calculation is shown. Even the government tells everyone to mix alloy with gold. Wear 14 carat gold. The people of Barat consider it to be inauspicious to mix alloy with gold. When a wedding takes place, they wear real gold. The people of Barat love gold very much. Why? Don't even ask about Barat. In the Golden Age, there are palaces of gold. There are bricks of gold. Just as you have piles of bricks here, so there will be piles of gold and silver. They show a play about Maya. That person saw bricks of gold and thought he would bring them back with him from the subtle region. When he came down, he saw that there was nothing here. There must be some significance in that. Daughters understand that they are going to heaven once again. If their husbands trouble them, they cry internally, wondering when they will be able to go to the land of happiness. Baba, hurry up. The father says, children, how can I hurry up? First of all, remove your rubbish with the power of yoga. Stay on the pilgrimage of remembrance. The father gives you patience. You even call out, O purifier, come. You even sing, the bestower of salvation, for all is one. That refers to this time. The names of devils, such as Akasur and Bakasur, refer to the present time of the confluence age. This is a devilish world. The father explains, I come at the confluence age of every cycle, when the whole tree has reached a state of total decay. You know that everything in the Golden Age is Satopradhan. Here there are so many birds and animals. There won't be that many species there. Grand people have a lot of cleanliness around them. Their residences, their furniture, etc. are very good. you also become such elevated deities. There cannot be anything dirty there. Here there are mosquitoes and many types of illness, etc. There is so much dirt everywhere. There isn't as much dirt in the villages. There is a lot of dirt in the big cities because there are many people there and there isn't enough space for them to live. You are becoming the masters of the whole world. People sing, Brahma exists in the universe, Vishnu exists in the universe, and the 900,000 stars exist in the universe. Brahma becomes Vishnu. Together with Vishnu, there are also the stars. They become deities in the golden age, and so there wouldn't be that many. The tree is small at first and then it grows. There will be very few in the golden age. They will live by the sweet rivers. Here so many canals are created from rivers. There won't be any canals there. There are only a handful of people there. The river Ganges and the river Jamuna are enough for that number of people. They all live close to those rivers. Even the five elements become the slaves of the deities there. There is never rainfall out of season. The rivers never overflow. The very name is heaven, and so what more could there be? People say that the duration of heaven is so many hundreds of thousands of years. Okay, tell us who used to rule there. They continue to tell so many lies. You know that you are playing your parts exactly as you did in the previous cycle. There will be many types of obstacles from the devils in this sacrificial fire of the knowledge of Rudra. People think that devils threw rubbish and cow dung, etc., from up above. But no. You can see how many obstacles there are. Innocent ones are assaulted. Only then does the urn of sin become full. The Father says, a little has to be tolerated. Continue to remember the Father and the inheritance. Even at times of being beaten, you must keep Shiv Baba in your intellect. You have this knowledge in your intellects. When someone is about to be hung on the gallows, the priest asks him to remember God the Father. He doesn't say, remember Christ. He gives a signal to that person to remember God. He is so lovely, everyone calls out to him. It is the souls that call out. It takes effort to become soul conscious. You have been body conscious for 63 births. Now finish that habit of half the cycle in this one birth. You know that by becoming soul conscious, you will become the masters of heaven. This is such an elevated attainment. Therefore you have to make effort for this day and night. People make so much effort in their business, etc. They don't nod off or yawn when they are earning an income. They have the happiness of earning money. There is no question of becoming tired. Baba is also experienced. When steamers come in at night, people get off to buy goods. The shopkeepers won't leave the customers alone until they have emptied their pockets. Baba has taken a very experienced chariot. This one has experienced everything. He was also a village urchin. He used to sell approximately 40 pounds of grain for 10 annas, 62 pesos. Now look, he is becoming a master of the world. He was a complete village urchin. Then, when he rose high, he became completely engrossed in the jewelry business. There was nothing but jewelry. This now is the business of real jewelry. This is a royal business. Baba is very experienced. Baba used to go to the home of the viceroy, etc., as though it was his own home. These are called the imperishable jewels of this knowledge. The more your intellect imbibes, the more of a multimillionaire you will become. Shiv Baba is called the businessman and the jewel merchant. People sing his praise and then say that he is omnipresent. Together with his praise, there is also his defamation. Look at what the condition of the path of devotion has become. The father says, when devotion comes to an end, the father, the protector of the devotees, comes. It has also been proven who does the most devotion. You do the most devotion. Only such ones will come here and first become Brahmins and once again claim their inheritance from the Father of becoming worthy of worship. Ravan made you into worshippers and the Father makes you worthy of worship. These are the versions of God. God is one. There cannot be two or three gods. The Gita of God has been remembered. Instead of writing, God Shiva speaks, they have put Sri Krishna's name, and that has thereby made such a difference. According to the drama, the name of the Gita had to be changed in that way. Then they call out, O purifier, come. The Father makes you pure, and Ravan makes you impure. A clever intellect is needed to understand all of this. Srimat, the most elevated directions, are from the One Father. Lakshmi and Narayan became the masters of heaven by following the Father's directions. Acha, to you sweetest, beloved, long-lost and now-found children, love, remembrance and good morning from the Mother, the Father, Bapdada. The spiritual father says namaste to you spiritual children. Essence for Dharana. 1. Make effort in this one birth to remove your old habit of 63 births of body consciousness. Become soul conscious and become a master of heaven. 2. In this elevated birth, which is as valuable as a diamond, don't allow your intellect to wander. Become Satopradhan. Tolerate any assaults and claim your full inheritance from the Father. Blessing. May you become an image of support and upliftment, and like the corporeal Father, make every action of yours a memorial. Just as the corporeal father made every action of his a memorial, in the same way, every action of yours will become a memorial when you move along while considering yourself to be an image of support and upliftment. Every action of those who consider themselves to be images of support for world transformation will be the highest. When your vision and attitude have the feeling of bringing benefit to all, every action of yours becomes elevated. Such elevated actions become memorials. Slogan. In order to imbibe the power of truth, have tolerance. Avyakt signal. To remain constantly cheerful, be easy-natured and tolerant. If you experience difficulties in this easy yogi life, then how would you then rule easily? The sanskars from here will take you there. Look at the pictures of the deities. They definitely show easiness and simplicity on their faces. To the extent that someone is an easy effort maker, he will accordingly be simple in his mind, simple with his words and simple in his actions. Such a soul is called an angel. Om Shanti.